irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. Dr. Allen and I would like to remind you that our Monday night in the Los Angeles area, actually Culver City Marriott, is going to be July 11th. We skipped July 4th because, well, that was our Independence Day. So you can find us at the Courtyard Marriott in Culver City. And I believe if you need more information about that, you can find that at www.drpatallen.com, which is a great place to find information and to sign up for our newsletter if you haven't already done so. Dr. Allen.
Yes?
You're on the air.
Well, that's wonderful. Let's see if anyone else wants to get on the air with us.
That's right. I should probably say, if you want to call us, you can dial in at 323-203-0815. And we have a caller. Let's grab that.
Yes, let's do it.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi. A guy asked me out on a date, and we've gone out on three dates, and he's a left-handed man. And I can feel how he can switch from feminine to masculine energy.
Beautiful.
And I was wondering the best advice to keep him on masculine energy while he's courting me.
Is to continually respect him by asking him what he thinks, what he wants, his opinion, his suggestions, his ideas, and what you can do to help him do it. So don't ask him what he feels unless he's puking or bleeding.
Okay.
Got it?
So So if I ever, say he went on a trip today, I didn't text him, but if I were to wish him a good trip, is that chasing, mothering him, being masculine?
No, that's a ritual. Like I said, are you in a committed relationship with him?
No, we've only gone on three dates.
All right. Then I don't believe that I would at this time call him to wish him anything. I would suggest that if he calls you, slip in a stroke.
What does that mean?
That means when he calls you to say, well, I'm going to be going on my trip, blah, 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 and you say, I surely hope you have a great time. The reason for that is, until he has asked you to stop dating other people, he really might feel pressured if you act as if you're already in a committable relationship.
Okay. Perfect. Yes, I haven't been texting him or anything. He's always the one that texts first.
Right.
So, okay.
Then
okay.
You can, when he says, are you still dating other people? Of course. Aren't you? I believe in dating other people until you find someone who wants to be in a committed, long-term, monogamous relationship. And so, do you want me to be that for you? And then he'll say,
okay.
Well, I don't know yet, blah, 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 or whatever he says.
Okay. And so, for example, if say I keep asking him what he thinks, treating him with respect, because
yes.
I want him to ask his masculine energy, if I observe that he leans towards feminine energy, that would mean he probably is a feminine energy.
No,
man.
It may be he's an alpha. And he's equally masculine and feminine, that if he's alpha and left-handed, he has a bigger corpus callosum, and therefore he can blend his thoughts and feelings like we do. We naturally can mix our thoughts and feelings, and it drives right-handed men berserk because we don't make sense. When he asks you what you think, be sure you tell him what you feel so that he stays in the he's respectable and you're cherishable. Don't let him con you into answering the question, what do you think, unless you're in business together and both getting paid.
Okay. So I should just stay in my feminine energy at all times so that you can...
That's true, until you're in a committed relationship, whereupon you can then make an appointment with him. Honey, I have an idea about where to go, what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and who to do it with. When would it be convenient, hopefully today, for you to listen to my idea? But I suggest you don't do that until after he's asked you to stop dating and date him only.
Okay. I do have one last question about that. So he asked me on a fourth date, on our third date, in person. But I have a very crazy work schedule, and I told him I can't tell you right now if I can hang out the day that you want. But I said, let me check my calendar and get back to you.
That's
and
right.
And I texted him the next day.
That's right. And that's a really good use for texting. Phone calling is very sensuous and has more of a sexual, sensuous nature. But when you're exchanging data, you can't beat texting.
Okay. So that's not masculine of me
no,
to
dear.
Get back to him with the date?
No, he asked you on a date. You said, I have a chaotic schedule, and I'm not sure that I'm available when you want me to be, but I'm going to look up my schedule, and I will text you the data whether I can or cannot meet with you.
Okay, perfect.
So you're that's responding to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was afraid that was masculine.
No.
But okay.
No. Remember, masculinity is initiating. I want us to go out next Thursday night, and I'm not sure about my schedule, but I'll call you tomorrow and let you know if I'm available, and I hope you're available. That's masculine.
Okay, that is different. And the, it's masculine as well to confirm a date, correct? Is that...
Yes.
To confirm. Okay. Okay, so they have to confirm...
What?
The masculine energy. To confirm...
He doesn't have to do anything.
Like if we have a date for next Saturday,
he does not have to confirm.
But she's asking you
what?
If they have a date next Saturday, is it okay for her to confirm it and say, looking forward
no.
to seeing? Okay, that's what
no.
your answer is.
No.
That is masculine.
No, that's masculine.
Okay.
And I don't require him to confirm the date. It's courtly and polite. But I want, if you've got, we're going to meet at 11 o'clock, you better meet at 11 o'clock.
Be there, and if he's not there, he's not there, but you are.
Oh, wow. Okay, so even if I don't hear back from him, because it's a week from now, I will just show up regardless.
If you have the date and the location, yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Thanks, caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I do have a quick question. I just kind of want to get Dr. Pat's opinion on this. I have a friend that I've known for, I don't know, 13, 14
years. Is this friend
a
male or a female?
A male friend that I've known for about 13, 14 years.
Okay.
And we haven't seen each other for the last four years.
And what was the basis of your relationship? Was it romantic? Was it school? Was it intellectual? What was spiritual? Religious?
No, this is just a friend of mine that I've known over the years. We were in a organization together, a business organization, and from that organization we just became friends, and we've been friends, like I said, for the last 13,
14 years. Did you ever
have
intercourse?
No, we were platonic friends, platonic friends.
That's a friendship. Okay, so
yes,
what's your question?
So my question is, 2 weeks ago we saw each other in person, went out to dinner, and we
Who
crossed
asked?
The line of friendship.
Did you ask or did he ask?
He asked me out to
All right.
dinner because he was in my town.
I got
and
it.
And we went out to dinner, and we crossed the line of friendship for the first time.
And how did you do it? What did you do?
No, we didn't have sex. We just messed around, and then
no,
I
you
spent
had
the night
sex.
In his...
Wait a minute. Sex is everything you taste, touch, smell, see, and hear. Intercourse is a more higher-ranking order of sexuality. So
we didn't have
ranking.
Intercourse at all. He
all
didn't
right.
put anything in. I didn't put anything in my mouth either. So no, we didn't
okay,
do that. The only
just
thing we did
checking.
Was kiss and cuddle. That was
very good. That's affection.
So, Yeah, it was very sweet. It was very endearing. So I spent the night. We literally slept. The next morning, he left to go back home because he was only in my area for work. And my question is,
what?
After that, he reached out. He's 46, and I'm 36. He reached out to me to say hi about a week later. Well, that same day when he got home, he did reach out to me and said, thank you for spending, you know, taking time to spend time with me.
That's
and then
wonderful.
About a week later, he reached out again and he was like, hi, how are you? And then we started texting back and forth. So for the last 2 weeks, we've been kind of casually texting back and forth, but I can't tell if he's in his masculine or not. And it's hard for me to gauge it because of him being 46. And I know him, but I don't know him in the context of how
well, he let me put it this way. Does he make the phone calls, the texting?
He did initially. He initiated the first text, the first two texts. And then after that, I slipped up, I admit it, and I texted him one day.
Okay, but you did one. You
yes.
didn't do every day from then on.
No, I haven't done anything since then.
All right. So basically, you were quite appropriate because 2 to 1, he called, he texted twice, and you did one. That's okay, especially okay if you're in a committed relationship. So what are you asking? Are you thinking, is he asking you out or asking you to do anything?
But that's what I'm saying. We're not in a committed relationship. We haven't seen each other for years. We just saw each other for the first time.
I know
ago.
That. I'm right. asking if he's initiating, and you said he's done 2 calls or 2 texts, and you've done 1. That's it.
Yes, and that's basically been it. Yeah, it's been more than 2, but it's like throughout the day. So like in the morning, and then he'll hit me again later on in the afternoon.
But
or
does
the
he
evening.
Ask
so it's
you?
Been multiple texts.
Does he ask you for a date? Does he ask you to go out with him?
Well, he doesn't live here, but he lives across the country. But he alluded, and it wasn't a direct ask, so I didn't acknowledge it. He suggested going because I like Disneyland, so he suggested potentially going to Disneyland, and that was the end of that. But we never said anything else. I mean, this has all been within 2 weeks.
Is he coming into your area?
No, he has no reason to come out here for another, like, 5 or 6 months unless he came specifically for me.
What I hear is a man that's interested, that is pursuing you on a very light level, and you're enjoying it, so keep on enjoying it.
Okay, so that's why I just wanted to know, because of him being 46, is he in his feminine, so do I need to...
No, he's going into that phase. And that phase is simply a biological issue where he is going off testosterone. I mean, yes, he may be taking it too, but he's going off naturally, and you are going, how old are you?
I'm 36.
Okay, so you're not perimenopausal yet, unless it'd be very unusual. So what I'm hearing is he's going into his biochemical changes, And he's flirting with you. He's courting you. But it isn't profitable yet because he's not in your area, and so there's not much togetherness.
Right, and that's the thing. It's hard. I'm trying to stay in the feminine, and I have been, but it's so hard because I kind of want to reach out, but I know that I have to just sit still and just wait for him to reach out. And he has been nice about reaching out. It's just not as often as I would like it to be, but again, this is very new. It's only been 2 weeks, so I can't
I understand.
Expect a lot.
But I warn you that if you start chasing him and he responds or he doesn't respond, you could get very emotionally shook up and bonded. So let him chase you.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I figured, and that's what I've been doing, so I will just continue to do it, and
yes.
Let's see how this plays out.
Let's see where maybe you'll come and visit.
Possibly, or maybe I could get my trip to Disney, so hopefully that will happen.
Good.
Thank you, guys.
You're
Have
welcome.
A great night.
Have a great
good.
Weekend.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, callers, if we missed you, call us back. 323-203-0815. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, hi, Dr. Allen. Yes,
hi.
I do. This is my question. before, I'm trying to kind of have a business on the side because I'd like to not work anymore because I hate my job. And I end up going to a lot of like real estate conferences and kind of business like meetups and development classes.
Good hunting place.
Yeah, but so in your book, Getting to I Do, you said keep business and flirting separate. How do I combine?
You don't combine when you go. When he asks you to stop dating and go with him only, and then you decide to be in a partnership, brokers, whatever, then when you want to do business, one of you says, I want to do some business with you. Let's go to the office. Let's go to the dining room table. Wherever you go that you both know, you're both in your left lobe and doing business. When I say keeping it separate, I don't mean that you have to be all business or all pleasure, all relationship. You need to know when you're one and when you're the other one, and you need to set it up. So it's where you are and how you talk to each other. When you're doing business, you can say, I think, what do you think? I want, what do you want? Let's make a deal. When you're in your personal relationship, it's better if it's, I think, how do you feel? What can I do to help us feel better? Or I don't feel very good about that. What do you think about that? What can we do to do it better? So
I
don't mean separating.
So, well, I don't have a boyfriend right now, but when I go to these places, I see a lot of potentially, you know, good men. So while I'm there, I'm just...
Flirting.
Flirting. Just flirting.
Eyeballs, okay. Smiles, ask questions.
Okay, last weekend, I sat in a bar with a friend, and I flirted with a man who was kind of looking at me. Well, I looked at him first. And then he looked like I was a firing squad. He looked terrified. What does it mean?
That means he's afraid of women.
Probably. Not only that, but he, like, 2 minutes later, he got up and left.
He's afraid of women. And there are women that are afraid. You know what women do very often? Women get mad at men they're attracted to. They're afraid, and they get mad. He's going to hurt me, and they get sassy and snotty. Whereas men, when they are attracted, sometimes they feel very shy and vulnerable, and so they have difficulty approaching and saying something like, I want to take you to coffee, or something like that. So when you're flirting, please eyeball to eyeball and smile and be friendly.
That's really true, Dr. Ellen, because I have a friend who would, if a woman even looked at him, sometimes if she was a certain type or made a certain face or something, he would get so terrified. He'd be like, I have to leave now. I have to get out of here. And
that's
I'd be like,
right.
What the hell's wrong with you?
He's
yeah. And he said, oh, no, I could never date a woman like her. She's just too intimidating. So that's another thing women have to understand. They have to tone down, you know, make sure you've left work if you're in your feminine, and then tone that down.
Well, watch out that you don't let your fear cause you to put up a wall that seems like a rejection.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see? So treat him like he's a new girl in your life.
A what, sorry?
A new girl. Treat him as friendly as you would as if you met or sat near a girl.
I see. Oh, that's interesting. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hey, a couple of you guys have called and we missed you, so call on back, 323-203-0815. Dr. Allen,
what?
We do have a couple of Facebook questions this evening and a text, but I'm going to start with this one. Dr. Allen, as a feminine woman, when is it okay to cook a meal for a man, particularly one that you're dating but not in a relationship with? And, as a caveat or an addendum, what if he asked you to?
Cooking a meal is a give back.
Mm-hmm.
And my thought is, in a courtship, one person is the male and chases. I want to take you out, and here's a flower, and here's a whatever. And the other person appreciates it.
Gotcha.
And when somebody who's the male says, are you dating? I want you to stop. From that point on, I like a ratio of 2 to 1. The masculine takes you out, takes you to the movies, whatever, and you cook him a meal.
Ah, I see. That's excellent. We got a call. Let's grab it. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. I have read that Dr. Allen says that that feelings are not negotiable.
Oh, that's
all
right.
I just want to know, I made the mistake of hiring who I thought was a friend, and that was a mistake to hire a friend, because if I'm in a boss position, then I don't know if I have all the power, but I know I write the paychecks, and well, she just didn't work out, and then she got very upset with us when we had to let her go, and we just didn't tolerate her. She just wasn't delivering what she said she was going to deliver, and we wouldn't tolerate that. But how do you get over those bad feelings of somebody who, now she's not a friend anymore?
Well, was she a friend before you hired her?
I thought she was, but I don't think she is. So, I mean, I guess I saw the true situation. And
maybe she expected special circumstances for your relationship with her. In other words, did you design her job, or did she design her job?
It was a new job that we designed. We thought we could do it together, but it just wasn't working out.
And you were going to be the, quote, creator of this experience? You were going to be the boss?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she knew she was going to be your employee?
Yeah, that's true. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. That's what I want you to think about it. Because in a partnership where there are two equal people, there's conflict.
Mm-hmm.
President,
right.
Vice president, pilot, co-pilot. So it sounds like the job spec was not outlined in detail, and therefore it mixed together personal relationship issues with business performance issues.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So what are you asking me?
I'm sorry, what you cut out?
What are you asking of me?
How do I get beyond feeling bad about the whole situation? It just kind of wore on me.
Are you grieving for losing her? Are you missing your, quote, friend?
No, I'm not. I guess I just feel bad that the whole thing turned out the way it did.
How long were you friends?
Probably like for 10 years.
10 years.
Wow.
And then you said, I think it would be great if you would work for me and do this job.
Exactly. That's what happened.
And where did it go south? Did she take over your job and start bossing you around?
No, she just wasn't delivering on what we needed her to do. Just was like it was coming in late and didn't, you know, just was doing her church work at our place. And
so she wasn't a professional.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't acting totally professional.
Okay, did she?
But she thought she was. So.
Oh, she did. She fought you.
Mm-hmm,
so what I'm hearing is, she worked for you on the premise of being your friend, and you hired her on the premise of being your employee. Your contract was not in sync.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's what I would suggest to you. If business is business and friendship is friendship, and you can do both things with anybody, except you have to know when you're on friendship and when you're off friendship.
That's good.
9 to 5.
Perfect.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks, caller.
Right.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I have two questions. The first one's, this is my first time on the show, or even listening to it, and I'm hearing a lot about this masculine feminine style.
Oh, yes.
Well, welcome, Virgin.
What's my fun
You can also hear us talking about yin and yang. In fact, I want to advertise The Yin and Yang Way of Life by Dr. Kim and Dr. Lee, which explains it beautifully and simply in all the various aspects. So masculine and feminine, masculine energy is very yang. It's very active. It's very, hopefully, protective, giving. It's a very active system. But men have yang bodies, but they have yin souls called the anima. And Emma Jung, the wife of Carl Jung, wrote a great book called Anima Animas. So for women, we have yin bodies, smaller, more sensitive, more feeling-centered. But we have yang souls called the animus, which is Latin for male love. And so there are four energy systems in every relationship, whether it's parenting or friendship, whatever it is. And it's the blend of these four skills. Yang is do good to feel good. Yin is feel good to do good. So there are four people no matter who, whether it's two women or two men. So does that give you a glimpse of what I'm saying?
Yes, that's definitely. Now I'm going to research it even more.
Good.
My other question is, can trust issues be resolved?
Yes, if you take a risk long enough and the person, remember my motto is, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep. So by making a commitment, you're putting it out there that you're saying that you are going to do your very best, may not be perfect, but it'll be excellent in making and keeping agreements. So when you meet a new person, I don't want you to trust them. I want you to take a risk on getting to know them, but to realize that you're not going to know anyone for a year. A psychopath, and there's a great book by Sandra Brown, it's called Women Who Love Psychopaths, which are con men, bad guys. So you need to take a risk to see how this person is going to make and keep agreements. Either at work, we had a caller for a lady that was her friend for 10 years. She hired her, but she wasn't trustworthy in keeping her business agreement. She may have been fine if she'd only been a friend, but not a friend and a business employee. So can I do you some kind of service with regard to this?
This is just amazing. Just what you said, you have to know somebody for a year. That is really an eye-opener, and I wish I knew that 5 years ago.
Oh, really? Did you marry somebody?
Yes, because I dated Mr. Psychopath, and it has emotionally broke me down. So
remember, Sandra Brown, women, because there are more psychopathic men than women.
Right.
Probably because when a man is right-handed and he has a smaller corpus callosum connecting his feelings with his thinking, and he can do a great job of conning. Okay? We women, we mix our thoughts and feelings together. We drive right-handed men batto because we don't make sense. They say, "Why do you feel that way?" And we say, "I don't know. It's my instinct." Well, your instinct is stupid. No, my instinct is my feelings. And if I don't feel good about something, I don't want to do it. Well, that doesn't make any sense. So, no, I'm...
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yes, definitely. And I'm going to have to call you after I get off the show and set up an appointment.
Okay, very
that
good.
Is excellent. And I'm glad you brought that up. And by the way, thank you for joining us. We're so glad to have
thank
a new
you.
Listener. You know how to reach out to Dr. Allen, I would assume.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
I am a marriage, family, child therapist.
Yes. Thank you,
perfect.
Caller. We look forward to
Thank
hearing
you so
from
okay.
you again.
Bye.
Good. And
hey,
I
caller,
wrote,
you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hello, Dr. Allen. I have a question regarding a man has been dating me for a little
Oh, that's
month
good.
Now.
Did you notice that, everyone? A man is dating me, which means she wants to be the cherishable woman.
Yes, exactly. It's long distance. He happens to be in town and he's taken me out on actual dates twice, but it's mostly as long distance as he lives in.
Sometimes long distances help relationships stay together by not being too together. You know, enough of a good thing. If you can wear down your chemistry with too much proximity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what
can
we do for you?
Well, the problem is he now has been asking me to come visit him. However, our relationship is not defined. We're not in a committed relationship, so I don't know if I should consider.
Consider what? What are you considering?
Going to visit him.
Well, where does he lives in a long distance place. Are you going to, does he have a house? Does he have an apartment? What are his?
Yes.
Okay.
He has an apartment. It's in a different state, so it requires me to, you know, just fly
Is he
out
going
there
to finance you flying
stay.
Out there?
I'm
have
sorry?
You ever met him?
Yes, they've met. They've been on several dates in town when he was in town. So is he financing your trip to come
yes.
see him, or does he expect you to pay your way?
I don't know. He's asked me to try to make plans for me to come up, and he hasn't mentioned anything about who's covering the
Well, trip. What you may... Are you a rich woman or not rich?
I'm not rich.
All right. Then you would say... plane ticket is not in my budget, so did you plan to pay for a ticket for me to come and visit you? Well, sure, that's fine. Okay, that's one thing. And do you have an extra bedroom, or have you already had sex with him?
No, and I don't intend to.
Okay, until you're committed.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So do you have a room for me to stay in? What you ask for is what... You would ask anybody that asked you to come and visit.
Right, to lay out their parameters.
Okay, I'm comfortable with the, you know, asking about the room, et cetera, but I was concerned if I asked about him paying for my ticket, would that make me sound like a gold digger?
No, what you say that I said is, I don't have the money for a plane ticket to your state.
I like what you said earlier, Dr. Allen. It's not within my budget.
The same thing, but
yeah.
It's a different way to say it.
Okay.
And then he can
okay.
say, okay, well, I'll be coming down to your area again, blank, 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 and I'll come and see you.
Okay.
Or he may say, okay, I will get you a ticket to and from my place because I want to see you in my area.
You think you should definitely follow up with asking about the room because if he thinks he's flying her out there, the parameter of you sleeping in a separate area probably should be lined out.
Absolutely. I meant that when I said it.
Yeah, definitely. I would agree.
Okay.
Money
okay.
and
yeah,
sex.
I don't want to send any mixed messages.
Right.
Money
yeah.
and sex are the two big war zones. They produce the most dopamine, and dopamine can be created by warfare, too. So find out what the boundaries are.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, caller. Okay. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi.
Hello.
I am turning off my volume right now. Sorry about that.
No worries.
I have a question for Dr. Allen.
What's
in
that?
Writing a high bi letter.
Oh,
Wednesday
yes.
will mark 8 weeks in a day.
Yes.
And I'm having a difficult time because I'm trying to formulate what I want in a relationship, and that is to have a healthy relationship with another alpha he happens to be very feeling-centered, where I'm more the thinking-centered person, but we both have both.
I understand.
And I cherished him. He just seemed to, that's what really seemed to break us apart further, because he said he was, like, disgusted when I was cherishing him. Yet he seemed to want that, too. So,
how did he signal you that he wanted it?
Because, like, for example, after our first date, he wanted me to call him to let him know that I had gotten home okay. And I didn't agree to it because I had other errands on my way home.
I know, but when you got home, he was asking so that he could rest easy and be off duty. A real gentleman is very protective. What?
I never agreed to that, and he just casually mentioned it. He didn't.
Oh, he didn't get a contract.
He expected me to do that. I'm sorry. No, it wasn't a contract. He expected me to do that, and I didn't want to do it because, number one, I didn't want to chase him. Number two, I set parameters.
Wait a minute.
Pardon?
Chasing him is initiating phone calls that he didn't ask for. I want you to understand that a gentleman is very, very often going to say, when you get home, give me a call, even if I'm asleep, leave a message that you got home safely. That is just a gentleman making sure that he feels comfortable that he did his job to see that you were safe.
Protecting.
Yeah,
I understand what you're saying, but he just mentioned it casually, like...
He didn't get a contract.
No, I never agreed to it.
So, the next time somebody says, did he say call me when you get home? How did he flag you?
The next morning I got all these texts. This feels weird. You're a typical girl. You don't call when you say you're going to call. I said, I never said I was going to call you.
Okay, that did it. He assumed you knew. See, I'm going to tell you something. There are four exercises that guarantee lousy negotiating. One is evasiveness. I'm going to get married someday. The second one is secretiveness. Well, I thought you would know that I want you to call me when you get home so I sleep and feel safe.
Ooh, the mind reader.
The mind reader. The third one is, secretive, condescending. Well, now I know you, blah, blah, blah. It's insulting. It's condescending.
Yeah, the thing that he said, the typical girl.
Right. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth thing is abrupt. Stop talking. I'm done. Get out.
That's exactly what he did. He deleted. He said, I'm deleting you. We're done.
You want to know something? You were with a loser, not a winner. A winner is somebody who's precise in their requests, don't expect mind reading, are not condescending and abusive, and they speak in full sentences and paragraphs. So you were with a loser who plays kick me. He wants you not to mind read, be evasive, all those things, so he can kick you like he did, and then you say, but I didn't promise it. Then he can say, you're done. Because what he's doing is he's waiting for you to take care of yourself by saying what you're saying. Now I'm going to tell you what to say to somebody that's a loser. You have every right to expect me to mind read, to know exactly what you want, to let you be abrupt and condescending, but I'm really uncomfortable about this. And unless you take it back and promise to not be evasive, secretive, condescending, and abrupt, I cannot deal with you because it's going to be too much fighting, too much cortisol, too much pain, and an early death, and I'm not willing to do it.
Okay, well, we got past that first date, and then I'm on to the hi-bye letter because it went past that.
So the hi-bye letter is, what you like about him, whatever it is. Second paragraph is what you are in pain about. The third paragraph is what you don't want in a relationship. And that's where I said secretive, evasive, condescending, and abrupt. And the fourth paragraph is what you do want. I want a gentleman who wants to cherish my feelings, who I respect because he makes and keeps agreements. Do you see?
And that's the section of your letter you're having a problem with? The what you want in a relationship?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Things. I'm all over the map, and but now it makes sense that element of communication was not in place, the boundaries, because we're both so feeling and thinking, and I thought, oh, we're just two alphas having difficulty.
No, dear, you're four people fighting it out. The thing is to write down what you want in a relationship, which is a gentleman, and you want to be a lady, and that does not do evasive, secretive, condescending, and abrupt.
Even though I'm thinking centered, even though I'm more the,
honey,
I don't want to say the masculine energy, but
it's what comes out of your mouth.
I'm going to do the beta thing, but
okay. Don't forget, the feeling talking is, one, never ask him what he feels, ask him what he thinks and what he wants. Play to his male. When you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him, you must make an appointment. You cannot just bring up a subject that's sensitive without an appointment. And the third thing is, when he says something irritating to you, but it isn't immoral, unethical, or illegal, then you say, you had a right to say that, think that, feel that, do that, but I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to be uncomfortable. What do you think about doing it this way or not doing it that way? And what can I do to help us do it so that I'm comfortable? And then the fourth thing is, I sense, I think, I believe by the tone of your voice, the look on your face, your body language, and your gesturing that you're upset about something. Am I right? Yes. When would it be convenient for you to tell me about it, hopefully today? And then, what can I do to help us do better? And the last tool is time out. Time out is when he's talking, ranting, and raving, or pouting, or doing something. You signal him with the time out sign, and he says, what are you doing? I'm signaling you that I'm discomforted by you're doing this or that. Are you interested in knowing what would help me feel cherished? If he says no, okay, excuse me. If he says yes, tell him, what would it take for you to feel cherished by him saying or doing something? Those are my tools. And by the way, if you go to my website, Dr. Pat Allen, you can order a set of these tools with Want Training for Effective Living. They're inexpensive, and they do teach these tools.
So that would be www.wantistore.com.
There you go.
One last question. Is there anywhere in the hi-bye letter to apologize for the part that I did wrong? I disrespected him.
Here's what it is. You put it in the painful part. I feel so badly that I was evasive, secretive, condescending, and abrupt. Whatever you did, put it in there. Or the last paragraph in a hi-bye letter is, thank you so much for bringing me this painful lesson about myself so that I might become a better me.
Yeah, that's what I want to express right there.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I don't know where to begin. I think I'll just say...
cut to the chase. Boom.
Is agreeing to have an affair ever... I don't think justifiable is the right word, but...
What is that? Is it what? What did
agreeing to have an affair. She said...
with a married man. Is there ever a set of circumstances where...
Where it's acceptable?
Look, I have a belief system. I'm a therapist. I am not a moralist. I have to report child abuse, elder abuse, disabled adult abuse. I have never had to report to anybody an affair. If you want to explore what an affair is or isn't, feel free to do it. Now, I suggest you talk to a therapist about the emotional results. And by the way, read the book by Singer, I think it's Smith, called After the Affair. It's the best book on what an affair is created for and what the price tags are and how to rectify it if it goes south. I am not a moralist, so if you want to have an affair with a married man, explore and see what it costs you in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Dr. Allen, would that be after the affair, healing the pain and rebuilding trust?
Yes.
Janice A. Spring is the author.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And you can find that on Amazon, of course.
It is
with
not,
everything else under the sun.
It is not judgmental, and it has a lot of healing directions in it. I had a wonderful session today with a gentleman who had been fairly inappropriate. He's in a girlfriend-boyfriend engagement. But he read the book, came back in, and he learned so much about himself and decided, without judgment, you know, just what I'm saying,
right,
to not do those things again.
Right, right.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, caller. Okay. Now we have one caller that has really been trying to get through, and you know who you are. So dial back in as quick as you can because we've only got a couple of minutes left. 323-203-0815, which I know you know because I've seen you trying to get through. So call on back. Nope, that's not you, but really want to give that caller a chance. Here we go. Last call of the night. Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. You got to make it quick. What's going on?
Hi there. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I have a quick question.
What
How
is
do you
it?
Know if a man is narcissistic?
If you know if he's narcissistic, first of all, your guts will tell you there are more neurotransmitters in the gut than the brain. Your instinct will tell you, whoa, this is too good to be true, you know, or I don't feel very good about what he just said and did. Trust your instincts. And if you're a man, trust your intuition. Your brain is built to intuitively put together pieces of data that you know that man is after your woman. We women know when that bitch is flirting with our man. Our guts tell us.
Okay.
Thanks,
so Colin. I broke up with my boyfriend just 2 days ago because my instinct has been telling me for the past year and 3 months that he is selfish and narcissistic.
And do
even
you
though
have
on the
any
surface,
evidence?
It doesn't seem like it.
Have you got any evidence?
Well,
I have people hire detectives.
Yeah, so one example. We went on a trip maybe about 6 months ago.
Speed it up.
And we went on a trip 6 months ago. And he paid for 70%. I paid for 30% of the trip.
Nothing
wrong
with that.
So during the end of the trip, he actually went through my wallet and took out the remaining money that was left from the trip.
You know what? That wasn't a narcissist.
Without telling me.
That was a crook.
Yeah, so, and he never mentioned it until when he paid
that.
For something.
Darling, read the book by Sandra Brown, Women Who Love Psychopaths. Please, read the book now.
You got to do it, caller, and we got to go. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Dr.
Bye.
Allen.
Bye.
Yes.
What have you got to say to me tonight before we go?
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? Followed by action or inaction as soon as possible.
Thanks, everybody, for calling. Caller that you tried so hard to get through, please call us back again next week. We look forward to it. Everybody, we love you. We're out of here. Bye-bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.